Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground when there is no bait in it? Does a trap spring up from the earth when it captures nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in the city, will not the people tremble? If a calamity occurs in the city, has not the Lord done it? I'm telling you this morning, God is the God of the city.
Yes.
Your city. He uses a trumpeter to send the spirit frequency.
Yes.
When the trumpet is blown, something sovereign begins to happen.
Yes.
There's going to be changes that are coming.
Yes.
The deep change that is in you, so that God can put the resonating power of the Holy Ghost in your life.
Yes.
Wrong frequencies attract wrong people.
Yes.
And this is the reason why many things are going wrong, because you are in the wrong place.
Yes.
But God brought you here so that you can receive a frequency.
Yes.
The lion is roaring.
Yes.
The two men are speaking.
Yes.
And then here the Bible says, God is the God of the city.
Yes.
God is going to use every way and mean.
Yes.
Prophecies, prophets,
yeah.
Songs,
yeah.
Our children,
yeah.
Our circumstances.
Yeah.
All these are going to become the resonating factor.
Yes.
This is going to be God's voice to us. So before I take you to the message, I want you to know, God will warn the city.
Yes.
He will show the gatekeeper when to open, when not to open.
Yes.
And those who are watchers, they watch by night, the watchmen watch. They read the movements and then they say, open the gate, because the guy doesn't know who is coming. But if you're a watchman, you can see it. And that's how things are going to happen.
Yes.
God is going to find every way to connect and communicate with you. Don't be in the wrong place.
Yes.
Stay close to the prophetic.
Yes.
Because surely the Lord does nothing.
Right.
If He's not going to do nothing without sitting this man and woman in the council, then you are saved to have prophetic precision so that you can stay in the right place at the right time.
Right.
You know, that's what you heard this morning. Fathering is not an easy thing. They are sperm donors and their fathers. Some are absentee fathers. But that's not going to help you, not in this last hour. Make sure you touch the right mentor. The mantle of legacy is different from the mantle of Naaman. The mantle of leprosy. So you have to know in your heart, because it's your life. It's your future. Is the preferred future that God has given. As I said in the beginning, God, that's the language we're going to have. Unlike the one that was made in South Africa, in the beginning, you better stay in the beginning, God. God will warn the city. He will not allow anything to happen without letting us know what to do. Not one bird falls to the ground, but He knows all of them. When the bird takes a flight, He brings the worm out of the ground, the sun shining at the right time. He feeds them. He knows their path, and He guides them into the place where there's food and sustains them. He doesn't personally feed them, but He's programmed everything. So like a software, you just got to do cut and paste, but He feeds the birds. He feeds everything. He watches over everything that happens. That's why not one hair is lost without Him knowing. Hallelujah. God has numbered not only your days, but numbered your hair too. Just because you have more doesn't mean you're smart. My face is bigger. I don't have anything to cover up my mind, because it's mind of Christ. So see, how many of you use hair to patch up a direct communication? God will also be the one who will turn up to help in times of need. Not only He warns us about what will happen, but He's the one who comes to our help and our aid immediately. You must not be tempted to live in fear, becoming a captive to the systems of this world. And I'm telling you, God's going to surprise you. This year, 2018, He's going to surprise you, because It's going to intervene in your life.
Yes.
It's going to touch your families.
Yes.
Turn things around.
Yes.
Because 2018, say after me, strategic man
of stature.
Position
in
prophetic precision.
Creating
significant moves.
Don't
create more trouble, because there are waves and waves that must not collide. Are you listening? The waves must not collide. So I'm praying for you this morning that God will do an amazing work. The work that is going to change you forever. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your hand upon our life. That we're here because you called us. We are here not because we choose to be here. We are here because we heard the sound of your voice.
Yes.
And we are not here for one man, but we are to become that man.
Yes.
The man that is going to change the nations of the earth.
Yes.
We pray for a supernatural release of your grace.
Yes.
To come mighty upon us.
Yes.
Take us to the next level, Lord.
Yes.
Take us to the next level.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Let's give him praise. It's good to stay, come a bit early and stay a bit later.
Yes.
So then you get two different dimensions.
Yes.
Please be seated. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 20. As I promised you, let me just touch a little bit. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 20. The laws of warfare. Are you a warrior?
Yes.
I said, are you a warrior?
Yes.
I hope you're not a worrier. That's on a different frequency altogether. Chapter 20. Are you there?
Yeah.
Don't start the war without me. Chapter 20. Can I read another verse before that? The secret things belong to the Lord, our God. But the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. When God opens up revelation, it's yours. And because you lay hold of it and internalize inside your heart what is going to happen, it's going to give you wisdom. Say revelation, perception, wisdom. That's what is going to happen. Without revelation, our perception cannot change. What we think, we will always be thinking that way until God begins to speak to us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Alright, let's deal with the devil. Let's see his backside. Meaning the side when he's running away from you. In chapter 20, verse 1. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God who brought you up from Egypt is with you. Write one of the most important things down. We got to take the warfare to the enemy's camp. Playing in your own half is dangerous, because at some point, the soccer players will know what I mean. You always play on the opposite side. Take the ball to the other side, so that if you put more pressure on them, there will be a goal. But if you're playing on this side, the chances are you're going to miss out, slip in for something. So let me say this word to you. God wants you to go into the enemy's camp. Stretch your hands. God is saying you should not fear. What you see as perception can become a bad report. For your eyes will see the things that I will show you, and I will begin to let you hear even the sound of your enemies that will begin to say that the barley loaf of Gideon is coming on our grounds and toppling all our tents. It's surely the hand of the Lord and the hand of Gideon. I'm telling you, God wants you to take the battle to the other side. So he's taking away fear. I said he's taking away fear.
Yes.
He's giving you sight.
Yes.
He's giving you revelation. Giving
yes.
you insight.
Yes.
Giving you foresight.
Yes.
Giving you wisdom.
Yes.
To translate the plans that you have into a strategy.
Yes.
I sense the Spirit of God will do a new work in our lives this morning.
Yes.
To show us We got to take the battle to the enemy's camp.
Yes.
Don't fight on your own turf.
Yes.
Don't fight your battle internally. Take the battle external.
Yes.
Because if you keep on fighting and trying to rebuke the negatives inside your life, then that becomes the battleground. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Our mind is not the battleground. Say after me, my mind is not the battleground.
My mind
is solely His. I've given my mind to Him. My mind is the place where I receive instruction. I got to set my mind on the things of the Spirit. Because when I set my mind on the things of the Spirit, I can follow the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. God is saving my life and training me,
training
my hands for battle. Say aloud, training my hands for battle. The laws of warfare are true. I will take the war to the enemy's camp. If there's destruction, it will be in the enemy's camp. I want you to write this important statement down. Number two, you got to identify the enemy. Some of us are shadow fighting because we don't know what is wrong. Try this, try that. When this condition came upon my body, we had to look for all kinds of doctors. And every one of them were confusing us. And what we were telling them was confusing them. They said, you look like Parkinson's, but you're not Parkinson's. You look like you have movement disorder. Looks like this, looks like that. And so at the end of the day, we almost, it's on how many years later that we found 3 years, about 3 years, 3.5 days in hell. And coming out, and God began to speak to us that it's time that you identify what needs to be done. So we started to identify things that work, the things that don't work, how long it works, how long it doesn't work, and we challenged the battle plan. Are you listening? You cannot be as what I am at this moment of time unless you know exactly what to do. So lift your hands. Let me pray this for you. Your eyes will not see flesh and blood. Your eyes will know and hear the sound of and see what the Father God is doing. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. You don't know Him, but yet He will speak to you. Because it concerns His Son. Sometimes a lot of things that you may not think that God will speak to you, but He will.
Yes.
He will speak to you what you don't know.
Yes.
So that you know what you need to know.
Yes.
And by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, something supernatural will happen.
Yes.
Take the battle to the enemy's camp.
Yes.
Identify your enemies.
Yes.
Flesh and blood is not your enemies.
Yes.
The higher powers up there that is going to be revealed to you so that you can deal, even in a personal life. Even in personal life, because you can see Daniel being challenged continually by demonic powers. The Bible talks about the king of Persia, the king of Greece. Are you listening?
Yes.
And God can protect you in the midst of this one-to-one encounter with demonic powers. God will protect you so that the giants cannot destroy your life. The first giant was killed by David. Because he was the enemy of the nation of Israel.
Yes.
Then the second, all the other giants were killed by David's men.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you're going to identify your enemy.
Yes.
As they begin to speak, you'll know who is false, who is not false.
Yes.
I release upon you this morning the discerning of spirits.
Yes.
So that you will identify your enemy and you will know your foe.
Yes.
You'll know who is your partner, who is the one to draw partnership with and who to walk away from. Because wrong partnership, wrong corrupt people will destroy what God has already built in your heart. I believe the Spirit of God is saying that He is going to release upon you, stretch your hands, He's going to release upon you the discerning of spirits so that you will be able to discern what is good, what is bad. By virtue of training your senses, you become more sharper and sharper. And within the next 6 months, before you come back for GLS and ITIP, something sovereign would have happened. This will become a permanent place and realm of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I believe we've got to take the battle to the enemy's camp.
Yes.
We've got to identify the enemy.
Yes.
The third thing is that you've got a concentration of forces.
Yes.
The concentration of forces has to do with using everything you have to finish the assignment.
Yes.
Our time, our energy, our money, you just don't go and pick here and pick there and pick this, hoping that all the tidbits will save you and call it lunch. It's not lunch. Snack is not lunch. Snack is not food. I say snack is not food.
Yes.
You just got to get the right food. I believe very strongly that God wants you to concentrate. Some of your eyes are just seeing in every direction. Vision is not clear. I said vision is not clear. The Holy Spirit wants you to be clear. That the dimensions of the Spirit of Heaven will begin to flow into your life so that you can see what He wants you to see. Not see everything and become overwhelmed by it, but see what He wants you to see. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say after me, in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
I pray for the ability to focus
so that I'm not distracted from
destiny.
In Jesus' name,
every kind of distraction,
every kind of lie
that the enemy sent towards me
will not capture me
because I have the Spirit of Truth. In Jesus' name,
I receive
the revelation of the Holy Ghost.
The
mind of the Spirit is given to me so that I can discern what is right, what is wrong, and deal with it appropriately. God will not only open my eyes to see what is happening, but also to see the result of what the results will be like. God will show me what is the end of the matter, because His Spirit is upon my life. In Jesus' name, I am receiving the power of sight so that I can be focused on my assignment, not on what people want me to do, but what the Holy Spirit wants me to do. And it will always be in line with what God has said. So are you ready to take the battle to the enemy's camp? And you must not... What's the second one? Identify your enemies. Before you go, you got to make sure who is your enemy. Don't shoot your fellow men and let them be killed in friendly fire. That's not so friendly if you kill them. Alright, sometimes people are in the front, but we keep pushing unnecessarily, hurting the ones that are leading. Are you listening?
Yes.
Number three, focus. Don't change your focus. Stay through the concentration of forces. Use all that you have, your time, your energy, to push through. Some of you, lift your hands. Some of you are going to get some phenomenal breakthroughs.
Yes.
This year, 2018, because of precision, certain cycles of defeat and certain cycles of death is going to be broken in Jesus' name. Because 2018 is a special year.
Yes.
It's for strategic men.
Yes.
The year is not for those who are callous, who run here, run there, run all over the place. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, but turn to do what He wants you to do.
Yes.
Put your hand on the plow and don't turn back.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there will be many, many churches with no cross. No work of the cross upon their life, no Christ, no conviction, no confidence, no connection, no competency. There's no confidence in the flesh. They're not competent, so they're not going to cause others to leave. They're not trained. Say after me, no cross,
no cross,
no Christ,
no Christ,
no conviction,
no conviction,
no connection,
no connection,
no confidence,
no confidence,
no competence. No mentor,
no mentor,
no father,
no mother,
no mother,
not trained.
They will never change the world. But we will. Because we are taking the battle to the enemy's camp. We are identifying our enemy. We will discern what needs to be done so that we can use all that God gives to us as a concentration of forces. We will spare not. Come to Isaiah 54. The book of Isaiah, chapter 54. This is bonus for you because I want you to go back home well prepared. Those who went back early, they will find it on Monday. But for you, it's here. Isaiah 54. How many want to have a limitless life? Impregnable work. That means the work that we do is impregnable. We will build a strong, enduring house. Amen? We can do that. Because God is going to show us the way. Come to Isaiah 54. Say after me, the emphasis of 2018 is the power of the shout, the power of God's voice, the roar of the King, the roar of the Lion of Judah, and the God of the city. The sound will be heard, the sound will be clear, the message will be clean and precise. The message will help man to model the message, the shout of the King, the power of the voice. Number two, the second emphasis that God's going to give to us, I'll open it up for you in Isaiah 54. Alright, the second amazing thing is the power of sight. Say, power of sight. Revelation knowledge. Perception. Understanding. Insight. Wisdom. It's going to be our portion, friends. I'm telling you, some amazing things are about to happen. The power of sight. Our eyes are going to be open. Paul prayed that the eyes of your understanding may be open. The eyes of your heart may be enlightened. So that you can see what they are praying for you. To hear what God is saying. So that you have the power of sight. Say, power of sight. Insight. Foresight. Power of sight. Revelation, perception, understanding, insight, and all that God wants to show us is in the power of knowing. Say, the power of knowing. I'm going to take this through for you in the days to come. So keep these things in your mind. Number three, the third emphasis on 2018 is the supply of the Spirit. The power of the supply of the Spirit. Say, the power of the supply of the Holy Spirit. Drink from a clear fountain. I said, drink from a clear fountain. Don't go to contaminated rivers. Because wherever there's contaminated rivers, there is no rain. Because there's too much toxin, too much dirt and filth in the river, it cannot evaporate. And even if it evaporates, it does not form clouds. Men meddle with the rivers and they get droughts, they get famine. Are you listening?
Yes.
So God help us.
Yes.
I say, God help us.
Yes.
That our rulers will be kind to Mother Earth.
Yes.
That's why all of creation is crying out. For what? For you. For you to rise.
Yes.
For you to be strong so that by touching your life, God can change the entire region.
Yes.
Say, city.
Country,
nations
will all be changed.
When the man is redeemed,
the
city is redeemed,
the
land is redeemed,
the
resources are redeemed. That's why God is going to give us power of sight. To spot out things so that we can be way ahead of time. Sometimes a very good accountant can spot out the mistakes and see that money is going out. You're the owner of the business, you don't know anything. You trust them and they start to squander. But the eye of a good accountant can see all that is coming in, which is profitable, which is not profitable. And he will tell you in one go that this business is not profitable, this is, keep this, throw this away. Are you listening?
Yes.
I dare not talk to a lot of business people because they are in business. Actually, they shouldn't be. Because they have no business sense whatsoever. Sometimes a good business from the father is passed down to the son sell it and migrate to Australia. Are you listening? So legacies are lost because of this. Say, the power of sight is what I need. The power of the supply of the Spirit is what I need. Let's look in Isaiah 54. Let's take the battle to the enemy's camp. Let's identify the enemy. Let's focus well on using all our resources in the right place, in the right time. All right, we got 3 verses to shout. Say, shout for joy,
shout for joy.
O barren one,
barren one.
You who have borne no child. Break forth into joyful shouting and cry aloud, you who have not travailed. For the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Spare not. Say, spare not. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your pegs. What is the result? For you will spread abroad. All together say, you will spread abroad. To the right and to the left. And your descendants will possess nations. And will resettle the desolate cities. May I present to you one of the most powerful things that's going to happen is God's going to give us a revelation of what He is doing in our hearts. The power of sight. Are you listening?
Yes.
The woman could see that she's going to have more. Where did she see? She didn't see the future there, she saw the future inside. God has to reveal to you the manifestation of Christ. That Christ is in you. Say, Christ is in me. For greater is He. Altogether, for greater is He. Who is in the world? No. Spirit of error. Greater is He who is in me than he that's in the world. I know the greater one. The greater one lives within me. You know, you will have no power to rise until you know that this is the beginning of a Christian life. Beginning of the Christian life is not struggle with sin, struggle with sight. Do you believe me?
Yes.
It's nothing to do with sin. Sin can be overcome. It's the power of sight. If you can see, the Bible says when you're born, say, born in the kingdom.
See the kingdom.
When you're born again, immediately your eyes is open to the offer of the kingdom. That's why you can leave anything and everything and go towards it. Because a lot of Christians are born again, but they cannot see. Are you listening?
Yes.
Sometimes the premature just sign on the dotted line and a decision card, they're not going to become Christians. But if they are properly born, they can hear, they can shout, they can see, they can smell, they can feel. I was watching on the mom's phone and she showed me how when the mother was singing to the baby, all the emotions the mother was experiencing, the child was showing it in the face. The mother was singing. The song was an emotional song and expressing her love and kindness. Within few seconds, crying, laughing, you almost thought somebody was trying to manipulate the emotions of the child. But it's just the mother's affection, frequency. Which, as usual, you men will not understand. But when your heart is tender, I was just so amazed at how the mother sings, the tone, the resonation, and all the pronunciation of the words. Like the child expressed exactly what the mother was saying. All right, you can talk to your mother, she can send it to you. Say, the power of sight.
Power of revelation.
Our eyes have to see. Say, our eyes have to see. What you see must bring joy to your heart.
Joy to your
What you see must bring shout of joy. If you have not travail, you will enter into travail. I'm telling you, all we groan like the creation and the Holy Spirit to bring forth something. God is about to birth new nations. The womb of a whole generation is going to be opened up. I'm so excited because I can feel this year is going to be fantastic for those who are strategic. For those who want to be strategic. Those who want to finish the course without fear. God must give you sign. So in a few moments, I'll pray for you that God will release all these dimensions to you. Stay connected. I say stay connected. Because this is the only way to live. For most of you now, especially those who are professional, your link to the world is in your hands. They're right. Your phone numbers are there. The friends you want to know is there. The people you want to talk to is there. Your Facebook is there. Are you listening? It's a whole tool. If we're going to change the world, our linking point is solid relationship. If we don't have that kind of relationship, we cannot create a people movement because people have to see the power working. That's why the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one of the ingredients or the essential DNA of the Father is the capacity for relationship. How far can you go if you have no one to follow? How far can you go? How strong can you be if you are the only one? The power equation is about to change. Because God's going to link you up with the right people, with the right source, in the right place, those who are concerned for you. Everybody can be concerned for you if you have money. Even the bank is also concerned for you, that you're putting the money in and not investing. So they tell you to take risks. Are you listening? They ask you to take risks. And banks are like this. They tell you, we'll give you 10% every month. And if they are not making money, they quickly cancel the contract and ask you to do something else. The bank system, they are daylight robbery. Are you listening? That's why those of you who have money to learn how to multiply it, don't keep it in the bank because they'll multiply it for themselves. We don't want to stick any risk at all, just stay at home and hold the money in your hand. The power of the supply of the Spirit. Say the power of shout.
The power of shout.
The power of the voice.
The power of voice.
The power of sight.
The power of sight.
The power of the supply of the Spirit.
The power of supply of the Spirit.
This is the first thing you must see. You must see that God is working in your life. And He who began a good work in you will not sleep nor slumber, but will bring it to completion. So let there be a travail. Say with me, let there be a travail, so that the barren womb will open. Let there be a travail, so that there's a breaking forth of joy. The Bible says, when Zion travailed, she brought forth. That right? You got to shout. Joyful shouting, because you're happy with what is coming in your life. If you're not happy, ask the Holy Spirit to take you to the next level. Are you listening? Don't stay complacent. One of the worst mind to develop is never mind. Let me see if I can share with you the verse. Did anybody know where Nevermind is? Don't say Nevermind. Sorry, I wrote it in the other notes. Sorry about that. It's not my intention to share with you about the mind. But Nevermind has put so many people in trouble. Are you listening? Nevermind has put so many people in trouble because Zechariah, Zechariah 11. Yeah, I think so. Good to have people who read the Bible. Zechariah. Zechariah 11. God is good to us. In verse 12, 11, 12, I said to them, if it is good in your sight, give me my wages, but if not, never mind. I mean, this is your wages, this is your reward. If you don't give, it's never mind. This is the curse of the whole generation. They don't bother. I went to Sabah many years ago, told them about the political things that we are doing. They said, West Malaysia is different from East Malaysia. We are just, things will be okay. I said, do you vote? They don't vote. And then crisis began to happen. And Sabah came under invasion. From the Philippines, people began to come. And these people panicked. Then they want to exercise their right. Don't exercise your right after you've been taken over. Because you have no more right after that. It's prisoners of war have no right. Go back to Isaiah 54. And let me take you to what needs to happen. Are you ready? I thought I'll just give you some bonus. If not what the brethren shared was good enough. I was happy listening to them. I and the Lord thought of resting today. Isaiah 54. If the supernatural is going to be birthed within your life, God will show you strategy on how to contain it, maintain it, multiply it, and release it. Are you listening? Say after me, there is a dimension of life that's within me. Maybe all can stand together. I'm just going to take another 10 minutes or so. Are you ready?
Yes.
Say that there's a dimension of life that's going to break forth within me. I can feel it. I can feel that I have conceived. For some of us, we are already pregnant. Some of us are ready to bring forth. But there is something unusual, exceptional, supernatural, extraordinary. There is a dimension of life that is about to break forth. I can see it. I can feel the baby moving. I can feel the leaping of that baby. This whole week has been a time of strategy. God wants me to carry this treasure until I break forth and bring forth what is within me. I came here empty, but I'm going back full. I came here with zero Holy Spirit to full of the Spirit. And then the power of the Spirit is now breaking forth within me. God is shaping a whole new generation in me. This new nation, this new dimension, this new vision is going to come forth. I do not have to be afraid of what others carry. They may be married and have more children, even before we conceive. But I have an acceleration within me. They'll be more numerous. My sons and daughters will be more numerous than that of the sons of the married woman. God has spoken this He is the one who initiated this. That He is my starting point. I can see the Christ. I can see the life. I can see the power. I can see the material. That this child is coming forth with the power to prevail, with the grace to govern. A new dimension is breaking forth. So I shout for joy. I'm breaking forth into joyful shouting. I cry aloud because I'm about in travail. When I travail, I'll bring forth. God is going to show me how to enlarge the place of my tent. Because many times I underestimate the dimensions of the Spirit. And God is saying to me, enlarge the place of your tent. But I have no child. But God said, enlarge it first. Because your child will fill up the whole place. Stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Stop dwelling in other people's tent. And other networks. Nets that don't work. Stretch out the curtain of your dwelling. The question is, where am I dwelling? Say aloud, can you have some extra energy?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Don't say like you don't mean it. The Lord showed me. The Lord showed me, not you listen. The Lord showed me very clearly that there are things that He is going to develop. When Zion appears, are you listening? When Zion appears, the way we instruct the Word of God in the past will be gone. The dimensions of your preaching will be like what I'm doing now. Because by the time you take all the essence of everything that God has done, you'll be filled with the knowledge of heaven.
Yes.
It will be interaction.
Yes.
Integration.
Yes.
Connection.
Yes.
The computer talks to you. Do you want to save the file? You have to answer. Are you listening? Do you want?
Yes.
Then you have the virus, antivirus, then all the things appear. You have to deal with your content.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So this is going to be part of life.
Yes.
You can preach and preach. Sometimes people hear, after a short while, they don't want to hear. But when they open their mouth and say it, then you're getting back to New Testament faith.
Yes.
The word which you speak is both in your mouth and in your heart.
Yes.
If not, it will only be in your head and notebook. All right, so are you learning?
Yes.
Say, the Holy Spirit shows me. The life inside, I have conceived. I have the dimension of God.
God shows me
that even though I am barren,
I am filled.
I can see
what God is doing within my heart.
You know, listen to this. All morning, this one particular phrase of the song keeps coming to me. I can clearly see now the rain is gone. The dust, the cloud in your eyes and the cataract in your eyes, when it's clear.
Yes.
But the dust has settled.
Yes.
The fresh wind is coming.
Yes.
Now you may be very spiritual. I'm also spiritual too. Maybe you're not supposed to sing that song, but that line. If God teaches me from Bugs Bunny and teaches Ben from Kung Fu Panda 3, so we still survive. Say after me, I will break forth because I'm conceived. The timing of the child depends on the timing of the conception. When the birth will take place. I can predict. The time is coming sooner. The contraction is getting heavier. The intervals of the contraction are getting nearer. I will bring forth the child that God speaks about. If I have born no child, I'll have more numerous. God promised me. This is happening in my spirit. I can sense the weight of God's glory. Because the child is leaping in the womb. It's the child of destiny. Enlarge the place of your tent. So I'll increase my capacity. Because I believe it will happen. Just like what God has said. I believe He promised me. That if I build it according to the pattern, He will give me the glory. The glory will come down. And peace will fill my soul. My dwelling place is going to be enlarged. I'm going to create space for more of
me.
Because I have been to more. I'm receiving more and more. All right, just because before I forget, those from Samoa, are they all gone? Have there anyone left? You know the word Samoa means what? This morning I woke up. Samoa. Listen very carefully. In the next 2 years, we have to be there. Next 2 years, we'll be there. So Micronesia, Samoa, and all the islands will coordinate. Because my son told me that he is the superintendent of the Assemblies of God for the Samoa for another 2 more years, Kiki. So we got another 2 year window to change that few hundred thousand people there. All right. Don't worry, if you're coming, you pay the price. Good fish there. Good crabs. Lobster stew. Enlarge the place of my tent.
God wants me to create space.
Because so many others are going to be born.
I'm a whole nation.
I'm a new nation.
God is enlarging the place of my tent.
Not only for me to dwell,
but others like me.
We're going to stretch out the curtains
of our dwelling.
We'll choose how we extend.
We'll not be mixed up
with all kinds of false teaching
and the flesh,
the doctrines of demons,
and ungodly myth.
An ungodly myth.
I'm going to not spare
everything that God has given to me.
I'll sow because I know I'll reap.
I'll spend out.
I'll give priority
to what God is saying,
especially what God is doing in my life.
What God is saying to me now
is that He's going to take what He has done in me
and take it out.
And people will see
what God has been doing in my heart.
So I'm going to stretch out the curtains.
Enlarge my dwelling.
Enlarge my territory.
All because I've seen the King.
All because I've seen what God has put in my heart.
God said to me, strengthen the cords.
Strengthen the pegs.
All the leaders that I raise
will be like pegs
on the ground,
holding,
containing,
keeping,
protecting
what God has built.
So I'm going to lengthen the cords Strengthen the pegs. Because I want a strong dwelling place. I want to have an enduring house. God is my witness. I'm making the tent. Because He's making me. I'm making the tent. Because He's filling me. I'm making the tent. And lengthening the cords. Strengthening the pegs. Stretching the curtains. Because you haven't seen of me. You haven't seen the right aspect of me. You haven't seen the real me. I have more than others can see. But I see the day of the King, the day of power, the day of might. Because God who dwells within me is working with me, showing me His favor. I know without a shadow of doubt what is going to come forth. It's more than the past. Now I'm ready. For I will spread abroad. There will be no geographical boundaries. No spiritual boundaries. No mental boundaries. I know without a shadow of doubt. I'll spread abroad. To the right and to the left. And those people that rise with me, they have power to possess nations. And they can resettle desolate cities. They can move the people out of the city and get them to settle in another place. And they can resettle any city they want. Because wherever they go, they have power to build. They're building in the Spirit, changing the atmosphere, guiding people to resettle, because each one have their own destiny. Settle the one with this destiny in plot A. Settle the next one in plot B, because each have their own destiny. But I know I don't have to be afraid. For He said, fear not, you'll not be put to shame. You'll not be feeling humiliated. For you'll not be disgraced. But you'll forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You'll remember no more. For your husband is your Maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called God of all the earth. I will not fear. Say, I will not fear. I will not be put to shame. I will not be humiliated. I will not be disgraced. The shame of my youth is gone. My mind is free. I remember no more the reproach of my widowhood. For God is my Maker. I'm married to Him. I'm going to be conceiving through Him. The life that He is giving me is redeemed. The life that is within me bears the name of the Lord of hosts. So the child I carry is holy. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken. Grieve in the spirit, even like a wife once youth, when she is jilted and rejected. But God will carry me through. Great compassion He will gather me. He hid His face for a moment, but now for everlasting kindness passes over my life. For this is like the days of Noah, when God swore about the waters. So God has said, I will not be angry with you anymore. For the mountains may depart, the hills may be shaken, but His loving kindness will not be removed. And His covenant of peace is with me. says the Lord of hosts. O afflicted one,
storm-tossed,
not comforted, behold, I have set your stones in antimony, and your foundations I will lay in sapphire. The battlements of rubies, your gates of crystal. God is about to change my whole life.
He is my maker.
He is making me to be a vessel of honor.
All my sons and my daughters
will be taught of the Lord.
And the well-being of my sons will be great.
In Isaac all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
In righteousness we will be established.
We will be far from oppression.
We will not fear.
We will not be terrorized.
Those who fiercely assail us
with their words,
they will fall by the wayside.
God said, no weapon formed against me,
made before,
made now,
made in the future,
none of these weapons will be formed against.
I will prosper
with the word of my mouth.
I'll shut the mouth of lions.
And this will be the judgment
of those whom the Lord condemns.
This heritage
is the servant of the Lord.
The vindication is from me.
So God is about to do a new work.
New work, complete new work.
You will be the beginning of the birth of a new generation.
Out of you will come forth those who will be kings, those who will be rulers, those who carry the governing grace.
So if you can see, then the Holy Spirit will teach you how to build.
Because people use church growth principles to talk about chapter 2. We don't want what is born of the Spirit to be captured in the structure of the flesh. What is born of the Spirit must grow into the things of the Spirit. And when that happens, you know God is going to do a complete perfect work. Read verse 4 all the way down to verse 10. The negative emotions are just phenomenal. Fear not. Fear is there. Shame is there. Humiliation is there. Disgrace is there. Shame of you. Reproach is there. Being forsaken, grief in the spirit, rejected, jilted, no compassion, outbursts of anger, hiding the face for a moment. So this child is going to be made wholesome. The incredible power to change life is in this chapter. That's why when you enter into this coming year, remember our word, 2018, altogether 2018, strategic man of stature,
position in prophetic precision,
creating significant moves.
This is what God is looking for.
Yes. Amen?
Amen?
And I hope you are the man.
Yes.
Stretch your hand, let me pray for you that you really know God.
Yes.
When you leave this place, remember this is the place where you met the Holy Spirit. This is a place you met the Lord. The Father is here.
Yes.
And all our brothers and sisters are here. Our family is here.
Yes.
That's why I welcome you home. This is your home.
Yes.
It's your home away from home.
Yes.
If God is making this place His home, you better be here.
Yes.
Then we are part of the true family of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I say to you, your name will be written in the years to come into the history of nations. Because you have become a city taker,
yes.
Nation builder.
Yes.
One day they're going to look at the records of all that you have done and say like Mordecai, has anybody honored Mordecai yet?
Yes.
Then Haman is going to come and he said, oh, this is what you should do when the king honors a man. So he told Haman the king all that needs to be done, the great things, the good things. So God said, the king said to Haman, go and do it for Mordecai. You will be remembered.
Amen.
I say God will not allow you to be forgotten.
Yes.
You will be remembered.
Yes.
For everything that you do, the Holy Spirit will give you a reward. For God is mocked, not mocked. What we sow, we will reap. Let me pray, the spirit of revelation and faith comes into your heart. This is one last prayer for you, till we meet again. Father, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of revelation and wisdom will follow them all the days of their life. That this will be a new beginning and not the end. They will be the head and not the tail. They will be blessed and not cursed. They will run to the firing range. They will run into the front lines of the battlefield. They will not turn back in battle. Equip them with strength. Equip them with all that is needed, so that the nations can be returned back to the King of Kings. Nations belong to the Lord. He is the solemn King. He is their King. Father, we crown you as Lord of our nations, Lord of our cities. As we go back, we know the power of your Spirit is upon us. Thank you for remaking us, remolding us, so that nothing can catch us, nothing can trap us, nothing can deceive us, nothing can destroy us. We thank you, we triumph in the Lord, the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name, amen.